Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I am your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today we're going to be doing a guided meditation for defining your ideology and putting it into practice. This is incredibly important for moving from stage four to stage five, but also in terms of reducing it down to principles so that you can move from stage five into stage six, which is so much more pleasant. So we'll be talking about defining ideology in terms of principles and such. So before we dive into that, a quick shout out to new listeners in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Thank you for this connection. Thank you for joining me. I'm excited to have you here. You can follow the link in the show notes if you have thoughts, questions, ideas. Tell me what's going on in your world and let me know how I can help. So this meditation will support the stage four task of defining your ideology and then putting that ideology into practice. In this task, you begin by writing down all your beliefs, all of them, as many as you can think of. What do you believe about all the issues and things you can think about? You explore where those beliefs came from and whether or not they are right for you right now. Then you explore the root principles behind your beliefs by asking why you believe each one. Now, the whys are your principles. The answer to why do I believe that, why, is your principle. Now, once you have your list of principles, you seek inconsistencies and you try to make your principles consistent, knowing how that may update some of your beliefs. So the most challenging part of this task is digging for the principles that sit behind the beliefs. So this meditation will support that exploration. So take a moment to get comfortable. You can sit or stand or lay down. You'll want to close your eyes for this internal exploration. Be in a very private place so that there aren't any other people, so that you can feel completely open to exploring your beliefs without judgment, even if it's just your perceived judgment. So for this journey, I want you to choose three beliefs that you are adamant about. Absolutely adamant. Now, you might want a list in front of you to refer to. Your most adamant beliefs might be about political issues, or might be social issues, or even religious issues. Choose the three issues that you feel most strongly about and have them handy. And pause this audio if you need a moment to go and collect that. Okay, so let's get started. We'll take a slow, deep breath and let it out like a sigh of relief. Be at peace. You are here now. Take another slow, deep breath, and this time, send it out slowly, consciously, with purpose, all the way. Be at peace. You are here now. Pause and repeat these breaths until you feel relaxed and at peace. We begin. There is no judgment here, not even from yourself. There is no opposing opinion here. There is only you and your honest exploration. Your beliefs are your own. You can keep them change them, or make new ones at will, anytime. This is the sovereign space of your own mind. You don't have to fit into anyone's mold here. Consider the first of your three beliefs. State it to yourself in your mind. I believe that what? Now let's explore. Why do you believe that? We're not exploring to change our minds. We are exploring to understand the root of this belief. So why do you believe that? Now you have in your mind a new belief that is the basis of your original belief. Ask why again. Why is that? Keep asking why until you get to a statement that sounds overarching, a statement that is at the heart of it all, the true root of that belief, and probably a few others as well. You may be surprised at what that principle is. It's okay. Just let it be. It's only an exploration. See what you find. Do that now. Now that you've found an underlying principle, state it to yourself again and see where you feel that in your body. Physically, where do you light up? Now state the original belief to yourself, the one you started with. Where does that seem to activate in your body? This difference in physical location can help you recognize a principle versus a belief. Beliefs tend to be in the head, while principles tend to be in the heart. Consider now the second belief from your list. Let's repeat the exploration. Ask yourself why you believe this. Ask why several times to go deeper to the root of this belief. What is the principle for you behind this belief? Take a moment to seek that. Consider now the third belief from your list. Let's repeat the exploration. Ask yourself why you believe this. Ask why several times to go deeper to the root of this belief. What is the principle behind it? Let's take a moment to seek that. So you now have anywhere from 1 to 3 principles. Can you use principles for your ideology instead of beliefs? Would it change some of your choices? Maybe it would, maybe it wouldn't. Are there inconsistencies that you could address? Are some of your principles in conflict? It's okay. Just note them for now. This was a big step forward today. Hold yourself in gratitude and appreciation for the hard exploration you just carried out. Say in your mind, thank you for this. When you're ready, bring your awareness back to your surroundings. Notice how you feel. Take this feeling with you and return to it anytime you like. When you get the chance, carry out this exploration with your other beliefs. See if you can take your list of beliefs and boil them down to just a handful of underlying principles that you can use to make choices about what is right for you. And remember that your principles don't have to look like anybody else's. But they might. But they might be different as well. So make sure that you undertake this in the safe space of your own mind, just for you. Thank you for joining me for this guided meditation today. I hope it was helpful. And as always, I'll be wishing you, Prana Asati, complete connection.